are going to start with a prayer and pledge led by Mr. Hayes and Mr. Flowers.
And the flags up here.
The flag was moved.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks for this day and the many blessing opportunities of life. Give you thanks to each and every person here and their families, Father. Be with us as we do our school business, Father. Pray that we have an open heart and open minds, Father. And I'd just like to lift Drew Ramsey up to you tonight, Father. We just pray you'd be with him and the family, Father. We ask these things in precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record state that all board members are present. We're going to move on to the recognition and presentation. We don't have any recognition tonight, but we do have one presentation from Miss Glenda Hamby from United Way. That's all right.
Thank you so much, board members and Mr. Superintendent, for letting me come tonight and be a part of your school system here. I tell you, I've gotten to know so many nice, fine, wonderful people over here. I feel maybe as if I ought to buy me a place over here, too.
Yes, ma'am.
It's just been really super. But I've been working with your principals, your district office, and I was here last year when I was able to give you an award, but I'm sorry you got beaten out of that award this year.
Who cheated?
You're right. I'm going to go back and tell them that's exactly what you guys said. You're catching on.
Thank you, ma'am.
Really pleased, and I can tell you that working with local folks, Mr. Flowers, okay? Well, hey, Mr. Hayes, I saw you last night.
We did indeed.
You cleaned up better
than
that.
I knew my board was
going to be here. You knew the board was going to be here. I was just bragging about y'all. That is absolutely super. Listen, there's not enough laughter in this world. I think we have to work on that.
Yes, ma'am.
And, at the beginning
if
or
I
end.
Forget anything, Mr. House can
beginning
help me
or
out
end.
Because he heard me speak last night. So, I
thank you for thinking
give
about
a
that.
Real tribute to the Bristol City Council last night. They helped our campaign by $500 because they understand that the money we raise here stays here, just as you gentlemen and ladies understand. And for that, we are indeed pleased. I used this last night as I was speaking with them, so I thought I would give it tonight because I've already been working with the schools and with the district office. I hope I haven't missed anybody out here. And they've been very, very supportive and asked some very good questions because part of my job is for folks to know what are the opportunities for the citizenry here in Liberty County through United Way agencies. And so I've given you a pledge form, but I want you to turn it over on the back, because on the back is the annual report. And that annual report tells you the kinds of services that have been distributed here, provided to citizens in Liberty County, and the amount of money that each of those agencies has received. And as you know, the money that's raised here stays here. And it's also distributed by a group of local citizens. And Aaron, you were helpful this year. We had the presentations at your school. And he didn't get to serve on the committee because he was involved and out of town. But we turned to citizens like all of us sitting in this room to serve as a member of that team that makes the decisions on where the money goes. I don't do that. It's wonderful. I work real hard to raise the money, but when it comes time to hand it out, I have the best job in the world. I meet you, I greet you, and I make the coffee. Now, other than that, you know, it's a pretty good job. So, because fine citizens like you make those decisions, and all I do is I don't even have to sit and write down what you say. Somebody else does that. So I just stay outside. It's wonderful. Not often do that kind of thing, Sheila, when you hand out money, is it? Mm-hmm. Usually you got to have your nose to the grindstone and the auditors looking over your shoulder. And we do that with folks. When they receive United Way dollars,
for example, will use elder care services. So they receive $5,000, and they say they're going to do A, B, and C. At the end of the year, they better have done A, B, and C, or they might not be back at the table next year. We take our financial integrity very seriously. And if they're in trouble, then we'll help them. If they don't know how to follow the guidelines, we're going to go in and help them. And so that they do understand what their responsibilities are. And yes, there are agencies that are no longer a member of our family because they wouldn't play by the rules. And that's important because we take your gifts as a sacred effort. You know, that is, we pledge to you, we take care of it, and we do. So with those comments made, you can go down the list of services that have been provided there, and very quickly, you as board members will see a number of agencies that have a specific touch or responsibility with the school system. Boys and Girls Club, for example. They make a difference for the elementary as well as the secondary schools in terms of after-school programs. They're one of our agencies. Okay. Kyle knows we tried so hard to do the backpack program and keep it going. And I've been working on somebody, Kyle, and I got to call you because I'm trying to work out maybe someone taking over and totally sponsoring that program.
Yeah, good.
So we're, and everywhere I go, I'm asked about the backpack program. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, we had it going, but we didn't have enough money. So that is a program that comes through America's Second Harvest Food Bank. And so if you consider as an individual making a gift, then you can designate your money to Second Harvest and you can put backpack on there. And that money would be set aside. And I've made that clear to everybody when I've been making presentations to individuals that if you want to designate your money to the backpack program, you can do it. And that's a way of you having ownership of exactly where the money is going. So that is one. The other one is Early Learning Coalition. And I've got to put my glasses on now so I can look at these numbers. It's getting a little late in the day. Early Learning Coalition received only $300, but they are a phenomenal organization. The elementary schools here receive funding. And the reason I'm saying they're phenomenal, for every $6 that they receive in a contribution from United Way, they draw down $94 in matching grants, state, and federal money. I don't know about you, but my stockbroker doesn't give me that kind of return on the investment. And I know, Sheila, you could probably, and Mr. Summers here, really enjoy getting $94 for every $6 you invest. They are phenomenal. They just do so much for the kids who are in pre-K. These are very young children. And they have, I almost used the wrong word. Laurie, y'all gonna have to help me here in just for a second. For the pre-K program, for youngsters who are not in kindergarten yet, and they're having daycare. So, but it's educational daycare. And that is the difference. They don't get it for free, and that's the point I want to make with you. It's a sliding fee scale. These are folks who are barely making minimum wage, and it enables them to hold down a full-time job. So it's a phenomenal small group, but they do a tremendous amount of work across the state of Florida. And they do receive a lot of legislative funding. So that is how they're able to help us in the school districts. So as you look through those, the Refuge House does a lot of work locally. I was speaking with our new sheriff here, and we were talking about the different agencies that they're able to use in their role of protection in the community. So I guess as I think about the Red Cross, that every time we have floods over here, they are here with food, and of course, America's Second Harvest Food Bank. And that's what I gave you tonight. I saved that one for last. And yes, our attorney over there can tell you, he could probably do this presentation right now because I used it last night. I think it is a phenomenal program that you can still buy 4 plates of food for $1. And people look at me like, this lady is not telling the truth. But this is the way it works, folks. The food is given to us, to America's Second Harvest Food Bank, by such people as Walmart, Winn-Dixie, Publix, Nabisco, Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola. Sometimes it's excess when one is buying out the other one. Sometimes it's about to go off, but the food is still good. It is shipped to food banks across the nation. We have one in Tallahassee, America's Second Harvest Food Bank. It is an enormous. It's bigger than the gymnasium, okay? It's an enormous storehouse. We even get food from Quincy, from the Florida Farm Fresh. So we go in and following FDA rules, all the food is sorted, and then of course it is distributed throughout our eight county area out of that warehouse. And the food, the only cost to us is transportation. We don't have to buy it, the food is free. Boys and Girls Club here can go to that warehouse and buy their snacks for 10 cents a pound. We can't do that at the grocery store, needless to say. But this is an effort to help folks be more successful. So with that in mind, this is why there are three food banks here in Liberty County, and they receive food from America's Second Harvest Food Bank, and it's distributed to folks who qualify. There are rules. You have to keep up with it, and there are things that you have to qualify for to walk in and be able to receive the food. But I haven't seen anybody turned down, really, in terms of most people who are lining up. They certainly are. And it was phenomenal to me when I was reading how many pounds of food and how many meals that would translate into that was distributed here. And so it is phenomenal when you look at, on the sheet here, it's 88,210 pounds of food were delivered to Liberty County. And that equates to 73,508 meals. And you almost want to say, golly, Liberty County's not that big. But yes, there are a lot of people who need that. And of course, remember too, the Calhoun Liberty Ministry Center, I think that serves both sides of the river. So we literally are helping another county there. And that's great, that's fine. Because, so this is what we're about. I came tonight to say thank you for letting us come and work within the school system with the employees of Liberty County Schools. They do a nice job, and Mr. Summers knows how appreciative I am. And also, so that you could see that, yes, we are working in Liberty County. You're leaders in this community. You want to know what's going on. You need to know what's going on, because you have no idea when somebody needs help. You might be shaking your head and saying, where can that individual get help? And there's a little secret here with United Way. If you simply tell them, pull out your phone, go to a phone and dial 211, a counselor will come on the other end of the phone, and you tell them what you need, what your problems are, and they'll connect you. It's as simple as that. And also, when you have floods and storms and hurricanes, it's 211 who comes in and runs your communication system. And believe you me, we lived through it in Taylor County this year, which is home for me, because we took the direct hit for everybody on the coast. And we just listened to a report in the last couple of days. In fact, United Way serves as a depository for disasters in that community, because government agencies cannot accept donations from the public, and we have a lot of money given to help the folks there. So I'm just taking the final bills in tomorrow to have the last check written. But 31 homes were rehabbed in that area. So, because the water was up 4 and 6 feet in a number of the houses, and they were mucked out, y'all, it gives you. But the people were totally unfamiliar. They'd had Red Cross, they'd had food brought in, but when the humongous Seven Harvest food kitchen drove up, it's a semi-truck, and it drove up to set up, and then the thousands of meals that were prepared and handed out, and water and so forth, they were like, they're still, you know, they had no idea, because we always been there, and they didn't know who was doing that. They just thought Red Cross. But now they understand a little bit more about how we work together to take care of our own. And I think that's really, and that's what we do here. I come in, and yes, I'm an outsider, but I kind of feel as if I've made a few friends over here. But, you know, we come in, we work with you, we help you, but it stays right here. And I think that's the most important thing. So I want to say thank you for letting me just come and give you a report tonight. If you feel so inclined to consider giving something, you can certainly fill out that pledge sheet and pass it right down here to Miss Mary. She is great about collecting pledge sheets for us, and we really appreciate that so much. So, questions?
Okay. Thank you for coming.
Thank you all for letting me come and speak to you just briefly tonight. Good to see you.
I didn't realize
John was your son.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now I got me another summer's to work.
Thank you, Miss Glenda.
See, I'm putting, I begin to put it all together, too.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, we're ready for public comments. Do we have anybody tonight that has any public comments? Okay. Do we know how to set this thing now? You got it? Okay.
It failed the last time. Yeah, it didn't like me too much last time. 3 minutes. Okay. We'll see how much I can get out in 3 minutes. First of all, I want to take the time to thank the board members, and especially Chairperson Tharp for reaching out to me and having some more one-on-one communication with me regarding why I continue to get up here and make public comments. It just seems to have puzzled some people in the room, or maybe some people watching at home, I'm not sure. But let me just be very clear as to the purpose for me speaking, and for any of you who are wondering, the purpose of me being here is to be able to ensure that my child receives a free and appropriate public education that she's entitled to by United States law. And I'm not saying that she is not getting that at this moment. I'm just stating that there are things that need to be learned by all of us in the room, myself included, and that I take full responsibility for her education, but I also expect the school district who receives federal funding to put your best foot forward in getting what she needs. And so Ms. Tharp and I were able to have a conversation about my goals and expectations. I've spoken to most all the board members and Mr. Summers and many people in here about my child, and I continue to do so. And I think that the path that we're on is a great one, and my expectation is for there to be a workshop for an open discussion about ESE needs with the board members present, with parents of other children who have special needs present, and I hope that that's going to happen this month. And for those who are not here but are watching, it would be great to have other parents who have children with IEPs to come and to voice their concerns. I've been able to talk to the principals of most of the schools about their concerns, and I just think that we need to move forward in a positive way. I'm a very positive person. I'm not going to dwell on anything negative. I'm very blessed in the knowledge that I have and in the resources that I have, and I'm going to continue to move forward. And if that takes 17 more years of me being up here every Tuesday, I will. So you can get used to it while we're moving forward. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Do we have anybody else for public comment tonight? Okay, we're going to move on. Next on the agenda, item number 5, we have additions and corrections to the agenda. We need to add emergency items 1 and 2. PC number 3, we need to change both effective dates. On PA number 2, we need to change the effective date on that one. And then PA 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, fill in the blanks. And then we need to delete FC number 3 because we do not have any budget amendments. Do I have a motion to add, do the additions and corrections to the agenda?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick, second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 6, I need a motion to approve the agenda with the additions and corrections.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 7, approval of the minutes. We need to do correction to the December 13, 2016 regular school board meeting minutes. EI number 1, change the school year from 2015 to the school year 2016-17. And then EI number 2, change the school year from 2015-16 to school year 2016-17. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes with those corrections?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. That actually, let me go back. I didn't read. It includes the December 13, 2016 workshop and regular school board meeting with corrections noted above. We'll just make sure that that reflects that in that. Item number 8, finance consent items. We've deleted FC number 3. Can I get a motion with consent of FC 1, 2, and 4?
Motion by consent for 1, 2, and 4.
Motion by Mr. Petty, seconded by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 9, finance action items. FA 1, approve the contract between the Liberty County School Board and Capital City Consultants, LLC for the 2016-17 school year. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. FA number 2 was deleted. Moving on to number 10, personnel consent items. PC number 1, approve the request from Heather Kane for maternity leave of absence for 12 weeks beginning January 17, 2017 through April 7, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion?
I think that date is going to have to be moved up.
The April 7th date?
No, the January 17th.
Okay, so do we know?
I guess we needed to start. I'm not sure. I guess it would be Monday.
When did she?
She had the baby Saturday.
So that would.
Well, if she hadn't come to work this week, then it would have been the
9th. But were they back before the 9th?
Excuse me?
Were they?
I don't know if they came back on the
5th. Right.
We can amend it later.
Let's table it, and we'll, if you want to, we can table it and bring it back in the next month, but we know she's on maternity leave.
Okay. Do I have a motion to table PC number 1?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries to table PC number 1. PC number 2, approve the recommendation to suspend Lindsay Lewis without pay effective December 27, 2016, pending the outcome of an investigation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. PC number 3, approve accepting the request from Gay Lewis, Director of Instruction, to enter drop effective January 1st, 2017. With her final retirement termination date to be effective no later than December 31st, 2021. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
Congratulations, Kay.
You have entered.
Got 5 more good years left.
It's black of them. Feels better when you get in it, don't it?
I know it does.
It
does.
That's
a pretty good feeling.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 11, personnel action items. PA number 1, accept the letter of resignation from Rob Wheatley as teacher at the Liberty Learning Center effective December 30th, 2016. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number 2, approve accepting the resignation letter from Zondra Graham, certified teacher at Liberty County High School, who completes the drop effective February 3rd, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
We've already put the application process to move in because, you know,
right.
hopefully we can get somebody here in the middle of the year. Zondra's, she's going to be hard to replace. Mm-hmm. She did a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number 3, approve the recommendation to hire John Grande as custodian groundskeeper at Hosford Elementary and Junior High School effective January 17, 2017 for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick, second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number 4, approve the recommendation to hire Derringer Edwards as the middle school baseball coach at W.R. Toller K-8 school effective January 11, 2017 for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number 5, approve the recommendation to hire Brittany Page Willis as a physical science teacher at Liberty County High School, effective January 11, 2017, for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number 6, approve recommendation to hire Tammy Shaw as ESE teacher at Hosford Elementary and Junior High School effective January 17, 2017 for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion?
I think we're all proud to have an ESE teacher back at Hosford School.
Yes. Indeed. Yes. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number 7, approve the recommendation to hire Susan Johnson as lunchroom worker at W.R. Toller K-8 effective January 11, 2017 for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number 8, approve the revised salary schedule for fiscal year 2016-17, effective January 10, 2017, due to an increase in minimum wage. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes, second by Mr. Flowers. Any other, do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 12, instruction curriculum action items. IA number 1, approve the district ESOL ESOL plan for the 2016 through 2019 school years. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by second. Mr. Reddick. Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? What exactly is the ESOL? Remind me. I know that's familiar. Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. IA number 2, approve the school improvement plans for AFYC, Just, and Liberty Early Learning Center for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Aye.
Motion by Mr. Flowers.
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 13, operations, facilities, consent items. Do we have any of those? We don't have any listed. Okay. Item number 14, superintendent. Well, I'm sorry. Do we want to go do emergency items? Sorry, y'all. We're going to go ahead and do emergency items, then we'll go back to superintendent. Item number 17, emergency items. EI number 1, accept the letter of resignation from Kimberly Fine, bus monitor, effective January 13th. 2017. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Emergency item number 2, approve the recommendation to hire Haley Brady as certified teacher at W.R. Toller K-8 school effective January 11, 2017 for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on back to item number 14, superintendent items. Mr. Summers, do you have anything?
This is something that, you know, that Gail will hold it up, but it's finally got something we hold in our hands showing that we've met all the accreditation standards, and it's getting stricter all the time, but we exceeded all of them. Gail, you want to say anything about that?
Well, it certainly wasn't my doing by myself in any means. It took a whole lot of hard work by all of the schools and a multitude of staff, and it's a lot of stringent requirements that go into it, and we're good for 5 more years, and you see my drop date, so.
Yeah. You'll be passing that on to somebody else.
I'll be happy to try. And we'll post it in here somewhere. We'll get our new boardroom. We'll have a
That's right. Thank you for showing us that.
Oh, let's see. Jordan, we're working off the same sheet of paper, I believe, because Gay and I have been working this past week on a workshop, and I've mentioned that informally to y'all, that we can address ESE and be an education for all of us on ESE and the things we are doing, and we have done some substantial things. Especially over the last 2 years, but even this year. And Gay's putting it together. We're getting some outside people to help us as well through PAC to make sure that that we get all the facts and figures and directions and are we doing what we're supposed to be doing, those kind of things. And if there's an issue on the date that we got a real tight one, we're looking at January 31st, which is a Tuesday, and we're looking at 3:30 in the afternoon on January 31st. In addition to that workshop, we're exploring possibilities of having two of them that day. So it'll be tight, but we can get two of them in there. But definitely on the ESE workshops. I look forward to that. That's going to be a...
So are we going to go ahead and set it for the 31st? Is everybody aware they could be here?
That's what I was going to ask. Can we get a witness on that? Can we?
I'm good on it.
Okay. Kyle,
I was just buying waves 2 or 3 times a day.
I think I'm good.
I'm fine.
Okay. And I hate to come here with just one option, but the PAC getting them.
Well, yeah, we got to
to
be able to give a rundown of what exactly. I think that one and Miss Gay and I had spoke about that also, and it would be good to have somebody with her explaining to us exactly what ESE is, what it means, and all that stuff, and then allow Miss Walquist to have her time to be able to also piggyback on that and give her time. I will say that I do not want to limit it to 30 minutes or, maybe an hour and a half. And I know you said that maybe another workshop.
Yeah.
I personally, this is just my opinion, I don't like putting time limits on workshops. I understand that, nobody wants to be here for 3 hours. But I do want to make sure that we're able to fully feel like we're all educated and informed and everybody's given the opportunity to feel like they're able to say what they feel like they need to say.
I agree with you. Now, with ESE or any of these intricate programs that you've got to really delve into, an hour and a half, probably, if we need to do another meeting, we can schedule another one. So
right.
Jay and I were figuring probably around an hour to hour and a half
okay.
at most.
Even with that being said, though, you don't feel like, that's the end of it, We want to begin an open dialogue
right.
about where we need to go and what our long-range plans need to be. I think it's only a limited amount that people can take at one time of knowledge that might be a little new for you, some of the content. But we'll be happy to, continue that conversation.
Okay.
Yes, he has more acronyms than
Philip
Book. And there's just so much. But anyway, that's what we're looking at. But
okay.
I understand that. Well noted.
Okay. So we're good for the 31st at 3:30? Everybody okay?
In here?
Yes. We'll be in here. Okay.
Good to go.
Thank you, Mr. David. Did you have anything else? Was there another one that you were?
I think I'll hold off.
Okay. Did you have anything else?
I'll cover everything I can think of right now.
Okay. All right. Board member items. Does anybody have anything tonight?
I'd like to welcome Mr. House.
Yes. Thank you for coming.
You got a camper you have to pay for.
Anybody else?
Did we say 3:30? I'm sorry.
3:30, yes.
Write that down for us.
31st, 3:30.
Got it.
I'm sure Miss Mary will send us something.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Miss Mary.
If anybody doesn't have anything, the only thing that I have is, I know last meeting we had Mr. Flowers join the board, so I want to welcome him officially to the board. Glad to have you.
Look
forward to serving with you. And then I know that at some point there were two other workshops that were mentioned, and I don't know if we want to set dates or think about it, but one of them was for the policies and procedure on the hiring. I know that was talked about, and then we had the holidays on that one, and then the insurance workshop. So I don't have dates in mind for those. I'm very open to whatever the board and administration sees fit, but I do know that we've had requests for those two, and I don't want to overlook something that's been requested.
I'm kind of leaning toward the insurance one. At this time, that'd be my recommendation.
Okay.
We're working to say if you want to say something.
Well, on the hiring procedures one, I wanted to give y'all an update. PAC is in the process of transitioning into a program. It used to be called, or it is currently called SearchSolve. It's a program in which the applications are tracked. They're on the PAC website, and they are transitioning over to a company called Frontline. And so it's the same company that owns our teacher evaluation, and in which we operate the teacher evaluations in and keep all of the data in. And so all of that being said, a lot of what was requested by board members and in our workshop that we had before was rubrics for each of the breakdowns of different jobs. Things like that are already built in to that program. It's been vetted nationally, so and across school districts specifically. So they are an education company. So that's something that we may not have to create the wheel. We can just look at what they have
and adopt.
And if it's in line and in sync with our current job description, then we can use that. But PAC district as a whole, just like with finance, they were going to a different, away from the focus database into another one called Skyward. Similar things happening. They're moving away from the SearchSolve system into the one called Frontline. And so hopefully a lot of those things, the issues that we had before, would be solved by itself. Even I watched a webinar on it, and they were saying that the features that it had for the applicants to be able to track how it is going in the system, it can show them where it's at in the process, along the way. So it's a tracking ability on the applicant side. So instead of them having to call up here and say, have the interviews happened yet? Have this happened yet? They have that ability to know where their application is and in what part of the process. So it's got a lot of great features to it.
Do we know when that's going to be?
Looking for this next month.
Okay.
There's been, like I said, there's
so
been
recent.
Webinar training.
So
there's
near
a training at PAC.
We're going to be meeting on it Thursday.
And we're going to be working closely with them to try to roll that out soon.
Right.
Thursday.
Well, Thursday's PAC meeting is going to focus on that.
Okay. So will it address our current policy and procedures that we currently have for hiring in addition to, like, that kind of stuff, like what's going to be new and available? Because, I mean, maybe something we have to amend in policy also.
Right, correct. So what I would like to suggest is that after we see what PAC wants to go with as a consortium, then we can move forward to how does that work for us?
Okay.
How does their application system fit with our current policies? Do we have to change slash amend, or is it something that we can tailor towards what we already have so that we don't have to do any changes? So that would be where I would think, not maybe a workshop, but the committees, you know, maybe some meeting, informal meetings to come into play there as working through that process to decide what the best thing would be.
Like I said, maybe we'll come out with some answers.
Well, once we get all that and that takes place and y'all, PAC's done with it, then we can maybe all have a sit down as to what this is what is new. This is how we're doing it now.
Versus workshops.
Right. Because, I mean, I'm not going to speak for all of us, but I'd like to know what the changes are and how the hiring process is versus how it is now versus the changes or improvements is what I'd like to use, the word I'd like to use.
I know at superintendent meetings, we've talked about so much about teachers going from one district to the next district often and having some kind of uniform, you know, procedure that wouldn't be different in every county.
Right.
Having, you know, we'll let you look at it. We'll see if it fits us. If it don't, we'll do the changes to make it fit us.
So what I hear you saying is on the application process, if it's asking for certain skill sets and all that, then the rubric there judged on when it comes time for interview process should match probably what they put on the interview process. Yeah, there'll still be a tail end of this that will involve human beings, you know, that's going to be doing the question asking and evaluating. That's probably the biggest issue I think the board had was making sure that those who do that, I can see where that would definitely help, is at the end of the process that, you know, we're the evaluation system matches the job. Yeah. But I see where that would do it.
That's good. That's good timing for that to be coming in also. Okay, so that's going to kind of postpone the policy procedure, hiring policy procedure type workshop. So the other one would be the insurance one.
Now, I want to talk with each of y'all over the next few days, and you know we'll talk about direction. And
okay. And then maybe set direction. One from then? Okay. All right, that is all that I had. Did anybody have anything else? Do we have any closing comments or anything that anybody would like to? Okay, we are real chatty tonight. I need a motion to adjourn then. Motion by Reddick, second by Mr. Hayes. Meeting is adjourned. Is she still? Oh, okay. I didn't know that. It just happened.